Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Tom Pick, fellow blogger who has a blog called Web Market Central and also works at KC Associates out of Minnesota as a marketing and PR consultant. So, Tom, can you tell us a little bit about the strategies you're using for B2B blog marketing and what you're finding successful?
Absolutely. First off, the basic key to producing or to getting results out of a blog is obviously producing great content in terms of understanding your audience, what they're looking for, what are their problems, how can you help them address those problems. So just great content and obviously sprinkled with some keywords for search optimization is the very basic level. And then there are a couple of critical tools which anyone who's been around blogging for a while is familiar with. Being registered with Technorati and taking advantage of their tagging ability, and feed burners. So you have a RSS feed of your blog going out, a couple of the very basic pieces. Beyond that, certainly had some success with social tagging, both in terms of adding those widgets to your blog posts, which you commonly see, you know, add me to the delicious, whatever, as well as, you know, I've tagged some of my own blog posts that I think are of particular value. When I can find either the appropriate group on a social media site where it seems to fit, and the feedback to that has actually been very positive. The biggest thing for me, though, has been just networking with other bloggers, people like yourself and some other influential bloggers in the industry, and I'm amazed at how many people I've met, using the term met broadly, in many cases just by email, but how many other bloggers I've met through my blog. And sort of the cross-pollination that occurs there where I'll find a very interesting piece of information on another blog, perhaps a couple of other blog posts that are related to the topic I'm writing about, link those from my blog, and end up being contacted by another blogger and saying, hey, I appreciate you mentioning me, and you know maybe we'll do the put each other on our respective blog roles. And that has been the biggest driver of traffic that I've seen so far.
That's interesting because that's very reminiscent of how we met, just in general. Because, like I said to you before, the call started was I remember the day that you first directed some traffic my way, and you showed up on Technorati, and I got exposed to your blog, and started watching and reading what you're talking about, and that definitely is one of the key ways there. There's a question within the last question that I wanted to just take a deeper dive on. You mentioned search engine and from a search engine optimization perspective, but are you finding that your clients are getting good search engine visibility through the blog?
They can. Obviously, it depends on how specific the issue they're writing about is. We have one example where we're just getting going on some sort of Web 2.0 efforts with a company called Unimax, and they have an interesting product. It is software to manage unified voice messaging systems in a mixed environment. So they have a very niche market of companies that have multiple locations with different types of phone systems, usually a mix of VoIP and PBX systems. That's a very specialized market. They're, as far as I know, fairly unique in what they do in that market. And a company like that can show up very well in searches because the terms that they're using are so specific.
Right.
If the product or service is more generalized, some type of IT outsourcing or firewall appliances, that sort of thing, it's more difficult because there's just a lot more competition, obviously, for those more generalized terms.
Right, but you got to think, let's say a year into it or a year and a half into it, where you've been writing about that topic continually, with IT outsourcing or, firewall appliances, in each article, you're going to start ranking pretty high on Google's relevance scale, maybe not necessarily from people who are clicking on it, but certainly from a relevance scale.
Certainly, again, the more active the blog is, the more helpful it is.
That's true.
The more consistently targeted that the content is, the more helpful. There's the basic tagging that's done in the meta tags of the blog itself that should narrowly as possible, define the topic that you'll be writing about, and from there then reinforcing that with ongoing content definitely does help search engines rise.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, help the blog rise in terms of search engine position over time.
Right. Okay. So from a most successful campaign, do you have sort of a good success story you can give us from a blog marketing perspective?
Certainly with my own blog. In terms of client experiences, again, we've got a number of clients who are just sort of getting going in this space. But I would say generically, something that's been very successful is linking bloggers to what I'll call thought leadership content. For example, I wrote an article for a popular newsletter on deriving B2B site traffic using relevant content. I also, after the article was published, I put a page on my website that was not a duplicate of the article, but sort of a paraphrase that covered sort of the same steps in a slightly different format. And I also wrote a blog post about it. Having those three pieces linked together was very valuable in terms of both search engine positioning and giving people multiple ways to access that content. And thought leadership type content is something that we've been doing for a long time at KCA with many of our clients, white papers being a prime example. But another slightly more unique one, we have a client called Kinetic Data, which works in the sort of the help desk, idle service catalog space. And there are a lot of very unique terms or terms that are used in a unique way, acronyms, that sort of thing, that are specific to that market. And one of the things we did for them is build an online glossary of all these terms, almost sort of a mini Wikipedia on their site that were terms specific to this industry. That page has excellent results for them in terms of blogger attention, in terms of traffic to the page, very helpful with SEO. It's a resource for the industry that is unique to them and has been very helpful. So that's the type of thing where we have some unique thought leadership content and can get the attention of the blog community. It can really drive some results.
Right. And what you're talking about is a new way of approaching integrated marketing using blogs. So do you want to back up and hit that one again for us? Because it had a blog post, it had an article, it had a thought leadership piece, and did they all point to the same place?
In this case, of course, the article linked back to me mm-hmm. as the author and had a link back to my website as well.
Mm-hmm.
The blog reference the article, and the blog post also referenced the web page. So yes, these pieces were all kind of tied together, and again, that's very helpful in the SEO respect, as well as driving visitors to related content if they happen to find me in one of those places. For example, they saw the page on my website, and I had a link to my blog post there. They might go there and find some additional information that they found interesting.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Now, you're doing a whole series on Web 2.0, social tagging, and have sort of dissected that quite a bit on your blog. Are you finding that the tagging is driving traffic? I mean, where's the overlap here, and how are you using it to augment the blogging strategy for your clients?
That is something I have taken a pretty in-depth look at, both from the standpoint of the Web Market Central thing I do, but as well as work on behalf of several clients. And what I'm finding there is that on the overall level, yes, it does drive traffic. My own website happened to be the sort of the purest example because there were no other marketing activities going on that would dilute the results.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that it, in the 2 months after I started getting really active with this, it raised my growth rate by about 50%. I had the site had traffic had been growing at about 20% per month pretty
mm-hmm.
consistently.
Wow.
That bumped up to 30% per month in the 2 months after I started doing this. I also, as I mentioned, did this for a number of clients and took a look at the results across their site. It was a little harder to separate out the effect there because they have other programs going on as well that affect the site traffic growth rate. But what I found was that there were three components to the growth. One was the easiest to measure if you've got any kind of analytics tool in place, which is just direct traffic that's coming from media sites. And that wasn't huge. It varied from a low of 1% to a high in the upper single digits. But there was an effect there. Certainly, it helped with search engine optimization. And again, here we're talking about, in all cases, KCA clients are B2B technology companies, but in many cases, they're smaller companies without a great deal of name recognition, and this is where social tagging can really help out. In terms of search optimization, again, when you don't necessarily have a lot of external sites linking to yours, generating 40 to 50 additional external links is very helpful with SEO. Mm. On an average, across the sites I looked at, on Google, it seemed to raise position on average by about 10 spots. So if you were top of the third, top of the second page, middle of the second page, made it to middle of the first page, that sort of thing. The effects on Yahoo and MSN were there, but a little difficult to quantify. The third component was the indirect traffic, which is difficult to measure, but again, by the growth rate that I saw on some of these sites in terms of traffic after these social media activities took place, it's definitely there, and that is probably things like people being exposed to the name, maybe doing a search to find out more about the and ending up at the website, but it's not a direct path.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, you really put a lot of effort. Clearly, it's having its results. That's very cool. Are there other ways that you're driving traffic to your blogs?
I mentioned Technorati. That's one of the very key basic tools for any blogger, as well as SEO, as well as networking.
Mm-hmm.
For clients, we are looking at, you know, blogger outreach, who's already writing about some of the topics that they care very much about, and writing relevant content in that space.
Right.
Once they get a blog going, it's promoting that blog through their website, you know, mentioning it in press releases. And then again, going back to the social media sites, when you find a group that is very pertinent to the topic you're addressing, or when you find that a link that you've tagged is generating some interaction on the website, that's very helpful to know and helps to build that effort. I can throw one more example out here, a client called Astrocom, which develops appliances for that. They help mid-sized companies maintain 100% internet uptime by using dual ISPs and doing load balancing and traffic management between the two ISPs. I had tagged them on one of the sort of thought leadership pieces that they had done on Searchles, which is one of the sort of Web 2.0 social media sites, and immediately it generated a conversation with several people jumping in and asking questions, what exactly did they do here, how is this different, how does this work, and I was able to have some interaction sort of on the client's behalf with the people who were generating some interest, and a couple of them became good leads for the company.
Interesting. So if you were to give some advice to the audience, and we have a lot of folks who are, you know, looking into, how to start blogging, how to start using some of the social media tools, what one thing would you suggest before starting a blog, let's say?
I think the most critical thing is just understanding and being ready for the commitment involved. I suppose that sounds a little odd, but again, as we covered just a few minutes ago, once a blog is out there for a year or a year and a half and has consistently had relevant and consistent content posted to it, that's when it really begins to rise in the search engines and gain more visibility, and therefore it's going to be more, you know, more frequently tagged, more frequently cited by other bloggers, that sort of thing. So in order for the blog to be successful, it is something that really takes a commitment to over time. I have not seen a case where, personally, where a blog has just had a huge takeoff right from day one. The traffic tends to build over time as more people become aware of the site. As, for example, more bloggers link to you, that exposes you to their audiences. That's sort of where the growth happens over time. And so the key before starting a blog, beyond having some familiarity with sort of the proper tone for blogs and the proper type of content to use, is really just understanding the commitment and being willing to make that commitment and put in the time and the thought over time that will sort of build that build your library of content on the blog and raise your visibility over a year to 2 year period.
Right. And any comments on the frequency at which you should be thinking about posting?
I would say weekly at a minimum. Blogs that are contributed to less than weekly are seen as somewhat inactive. 3 days is a good frequency. Daily isn't bad. Some people get a little hyperactive with it and may even go more frequently than that.
Mm-hmm.
But anything, I would say anything from a day or two up to a week is a good frequency.
Great, great. Well, Tom, I want to thank you very much for your time. And for our listeners, you can check out Tom's blog at
webmarketcentral.blogspot.com.
I know I read it and follow it, and I certainly recommend it as well. So thank you again for your time, Tom, and we'll be speaking with you soon.
Thank you, Paul.